Hello, everyone. This is Steve Martin. Welcome to Stars on Tap. Today is May 22nd, 2014. Our guest today is a recording artist, a vocalist that has traveled the world with a variety of different artists, such as Lou Reed, Steven Tyler, John Mellencamp, Pink Floyd, all these kind of Joe Cocker, Elton John, Guns and sort of stuff. And we'd really like to welcome Roberta Freeman. Welcome, Roberta. How are you?
Hi, thank you. Thank you for having me. How are you?
I'm doing well. Just sitting here enjoying talking to somebody about music like I like to.
That's my favorite subject.
I'm sure. So before we really get into this, can you give me just a brief description? I know you're busy and I know you're tired, but if you could just give us a brief description of what your career has been like and that sort of thing.
I've done some solo shows, but I've mainly gone on tour with other groups like, you know, Guns N' Roses and Joe Cocker and those kind of things. So I'm kind of your typical rocker chick, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And right now I'm currently doing a tour. Right now I'm sitting in a hotel room and talking to you from a hotel room. I'm touring with a band called Pink Floyd, and they keep us pretty busy. So, like you said, I am pretty tired right now.
I understand. I do. You know, a lot of people don't realize, and maybe they do some, but if it weren't for background singers and those kinds of talented people, a lot of these records wouldn't sound the way they do on the radio and the way they do on a record, because they fill in where the other vocalist, you know, can't cover everything. So it kind of makes it a full sound, in my opinion. What do you think?
Well, I mean, I totally agree. I don't know if you saw the movie 20 Feet from Stardom or not, but, you know, basically what those women have gone through in the industry, it's not an easy career.
I'm sure it's not.
You know, you're standing next to the artist, and they're getting, you know, all the glory and everything, and you're there, and your job is to stand there and look good and sound good, enhance the artist. So whether or not the artist is a true vocalist or more of a stylized vocalist who's not really, you know, the best singer, but, like, they have a specific style, your job is to make them sound as good as possible, you know? So it's not an easy job, you know, the hours are grueling, and, you know, it's a tough industry, especially being a woman in the industry. But, you know, I love it. I love being on stage, and it's what I've been doing for a very long time now.
Well, you know, it takes a lot of talent to make somebody else look pretty good, you know? I mean, it does. I mean, you just have to have that talent. If you just toured with one person, you know, it would be like, well, you know, you just have a likeness with that person. But all the people that you've recorded with, it's amazing that you can set and harmonize and background for people of different styles and different genres and stuff. And I think that's cool. It's talent.
Yeah. I mean, I've been doing it for a very long time, and I've trained, and you know, that's what I do. So, talent, you know, that obviously has a lot to do with it, you know. But it also takes hard work and discipline, you know.
Sure.
Usually, people don't realize it, but usually on show days, it's best for singers not to speak. You know, you have to take very, very good care of your voice, and a lot of people don't realize this, especially touring with a band. You know, we're very sensitive to, you know, say air conditioning, and I know Aretha Franklin will not play in a venue if there's air conditioning. She'll bail out if there's air conditioning in the venue. So, you know, I can't afford to be a diva like that. I wish I could. But, you know, we have to take very good care of our instruments.
Well, you know, it's the voice is a fickle thing. And if, you know, if your vocal cords aren't in their best shape, then you don't sound like you normally do. I'm sure you know that. But, you know, maybe a lot of people don't know that. But it's something you have to take care of, and it's something you have to just take care of, you know. And it's
people don't realize, you know, they just, you know, you have to be able to perform when you're sick, when you have, you know, a bad throat, when, you know, when your body is worn down, and, you know, you can't, you know, the show must go on, you know.
Yep.
So it's difficult.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is.
It can be difficult.
You know, not everybody can do that, for sure. How did you get started in this?
Well, let's see. You know, I grew up in a very musical home. My parents weren't musicians, but they really influenced me with folk and classical, which is what my mother listened to. And so she listened to, you know, Joan Baez and Pete Seeger and a lot of classical music, and she sang a little bit of opera. And my father was a blues freak, so that's where I get my love of the blues. So he played things like Robert Johnson and Satchmo and Billy Martin and just a lot of like old blues singers, and my sister, who is 6 years older than me, influenced me with rock and roll. So I kind of had a pretty well-rounded exposure to music at a very, very early age, you know.
Well, I think it's something you pretty much have to grow up with. I don't know. Maybe you don't, but I don't see too many people. I don't see too many people coming out with a record that just started last year. You know,
right,
I mean, it's just
exactly.
It's just something that takes time.
You need to feel first of all, you need to love music. You know, you can't be. You have to have influences. You have to listen in order to develop a style. You know, and learn. You know, I when I was very, very young, it's kind of embarrassing, but I would sit in my room and mimic Barbara Streisand.
That's, oh boy!
With a hairbrush in front of the mirror, and you know, I kind of learned, you know, how to sing by mimicking singers when I was very young, and then, you know, once I was confident enough, I developed my own style. You know, but it you know, it didn't come right away.
Sure.
So, you know, it's something that you learn over time. You know?
So, who would you say maybe two or three of your biggest influences were?
Well, my number one influence is probably Stevie Wonder. I think I got Talking Book I think that was one of my first records that I ever got. And funny enough, I've listened to that particular album since I've had it. So like, there isn't a week that goes by that I don't put it on at least once. So,
I see.
He's like a big idol of mine, and I also think, you know, obviously Aretha Franklin and Chaka Khan. I love those two singers, and you know, I've just been influenced by a lot of jazz, like Billie Holiday and Ella Fitzgerald and Dinah Washington as well. So, you know, I guess the rockers as well. You know, when I was young, I was really into David Bowie and Zeppelin. You know, so that's where I got my rock side from. So, I think I have a lot of influences. It's not just like one genre. It's a multitude.
I see.
So,
maybe give us one or two instances of your fondest event or fondest happening that you've had in your career so far.
But I think when back when I was on tour with Guns N' Roses, that was an experience because at many times we had guests come and join us on stage, form with people like Jeff Beck and Steven Tyler and Lenny Kravitz and Elton John, and we got a lot of exposure. That was a pretty high profile gig, and the experiences were just unbelievable, you know, and as well as the experience that I had with Pink Floyd, which was amazing. That was one of my first gigs ever, so I was, you know, needless to say, I was scared to death.
I imagine.
But it was pretty amazing, and it was a pretty hard act to follow. You know, but you know, since then I've had some really good experiences. I think I really try to pick out a good experience with every artist I work with, even if it's not you know, the perfect gig for me or whatever. I think that I still draw a positive experience out of it. You have to, you know, you have to learn from your experiences. So I think all of them are amazing. You know, this is what I love to do. I'm not doing something that I hate to do. So as long as I get to do what I love, it's all good.
I imagine it is. That's cool that you can do that. Before I let you go, I want to let everybody know that you've got a couple upcoming gigs that people might want to check out. It's Britt Floyd. She'll be at the Greek Theater Wednesday, May 28th, and at Red Rocks in Morrison, Colorado on June the 12th, 2014. Give us your website and Facebook and that sort of thing before I let you go.
Well, my Facebook page is Roberta Freeman, and I'm pretty much, I think, one of the first five profile pictures that come up, and mine is the only black and white profile picture. And my website is kind of long, so it pans out.
Okay.
It's Roberta, which is my name, Roberta S. Freeman, wix.com/Roberta Freeman.
Boy, that is long, ain't it?
Yeah, I know.
Are you on Facebook and Twitter?
Yeah, Facebook and Twitter. You can find me as Roberta Freeman.
All right.
Just make sure that, you know, I'm hoping that the last time Britt Floyd played at the Greek, I think it was a pretty much sold out show, and as well as Red Rock. So I'm really looking forward to playing both of those places. They're great venues, and of course I live in LA now, so that's kind of my hometown. So I'm really excited to be playing the Greek Theater because awesome. I've never played there before, so I'm really excited.
Sounds fun. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I'd like to see that sometime. I'd like to thank our mutual friend and my co-producer, Ms. Ray Aroma, for setting us up this afternoon, and I do appreciate that, and I do appreciate your call. There's a couple of things that I would like to mention before I let you go. I need to mention that our technical advisor, Miss Betty Martin, who's my wife. Without Betty, I couldn't pull this off. Our co-producer, like I said, is Ms. Ray Aroma. I'd like to mention Jimmy Lawson, Space Coast Eye Radio out of Melbourne, Florida, for playing this show and other great shows on his radio air. I'd also like to mention OperationBlanketsOfLove.org, where you can take some unused linen, sheets, blankets, towels, whatever, to an animal shelter and make an animal a little bit more comfortable while it waits to be adopted. And yes, it is. I think that's a very good idea. And I'd like to thank God for the opportunity of being here today to talk with Britt, or to talk with Roberta about her work in music and that sort of thing. And I'm your host, Steve Martin. Until next time, enjoy the music.